Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up on all the news you should know about. Today, UPMC's Rural Residency Program is underway, training new doctors in rural areas. And a Penn State professor helps discover a new species of dinosaur. It's Monday, December 15th. Let's get you up to date. First today, it's the holiday season, but it's also getting close to flu season. And the holidays should be about spreading joy, not germs. That was the message state health leaders brought to Dunmore on Friday, as they emphasized the importance of receiving the flu vaccine, especially before holiday gatherings. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more.
Residents of Bucktown Center gathered in the community room to hear from Secretary of Health Dr. Deborah Bogan and other state leaders.
So to protect yourselves, your friends, your family, your neighbors, we strongly encourage people to get their flu vaccine.
Many of the residents received the flu vaccine at a clinic at the center earlier this fall. The visit came at a time of increased vaccine hesitancy across the country. Some older adults are also hesitant to receive vaccines, according to Secretary of Aging Jason Kavulich.
Whether you are a grandparent raising a grandchild, a volunteer, an older adult still working, or one who is simply enjoying a well-deserved retirement, we need you to stay healthy and safe.
Governor Josh Shapiro earlier this year signed an executive order which protects access to vaccines and ensures residents have clear information about them. That information is available at pa.gov/vaccines. Reporting from Dunmore, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah. And in more health news, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, or UPMC, started a rural residency program 2 years ago to bolster the rural doctor workforce. Residents start at UPMC Williamsport before transferring to either UPMC Wellsboro in Tioga County or its Cole location in western Pennsylvania. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports.
Dr. Benjamin Balin went to medical school in the Caribbean. The healthcare landscape there was much different than what he was used to growing up in southeastern Pennsylvania.
So that kind of gave me an initial exposure to what it's like to deal with patients in kind of an underserved setting.
Balin is now a second-year resident at UPMC Wellsboro through the health system's rural residency program. Dr. John Ball is the program director.
My goal really is to have more than 50% of the residents stay in north central Pennsylvania over a period of 10 years. But I will call it a win if a resident wants to leave our program and go work anywhere in the U.S. or in Pennsylvania in a rural community.
There's only 2 residents per year, and Ball says the program has been popular.
So there's been more and more studies showing the links between social determinants of health and patient outcomes and the importance of addressing health disparities. And this generation seems to be attuned to that. It also then, I think, has made them much more eager and excited about working in underserved communities like rural areas.
UPMC covers housing costs for the residents. Living in Wellsboro has made Balin feel more connected to the community he serves.
The small town saying goes, everybody knows everybody, and it kind of fosters this feeling of community and camaraderie in the town and the health community that is really, really nice.
The program's first residents will graduate in 2027. I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism at WVIA. We're inviting you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our Newsmatch campaign, we're working toward a $125,000 goal by December 31st, with special opportunities available throughout the campaign to help your support go even further. Donate now at wvia.org/match, and thank you.
Thank you. Welcome back. Okay, this next story is pretty cool, especially if you like dinosaurs. A Penn State professor was part of a discovery that could change how we think about dinosaur migration. James Ziprode has more for WBIA.
D. Edward Malinzak has been working with an international team of researchers on fossil analysis since he was in graduate school. Now an assistant teaching professor of biology at Penn State Lehigh Valley, he has a new species of dinosaur to add to his list of discoveries.
This, I believe, was a specimen that had been collected, that had been identified and lumped in with another dinosaur referred to as Critosaurus. And in this case, we decided to take a look because our main questions were wondering about if this was sort of an overlumping of organisms.
A closer look at fossils from New Mexico confirmed the team's hypothesis that the diversity of dinosaur species in what is now the Southwest United States was greatly underestimated. Malinzak's team discovered differences from other species primarily in the animal's skull.
In terms of the entire organism, the skull is very much your big ticket item. It's the equivalent of having a piece of pizza that's packed to the top with toppings versus one that's got a tiny bit of sauce and mainly crust.
The size of the animal's skull alone told the team a lot about how it compared to other specimens, as well as how it may have processed food. Malinzak also noticed differences in the ankle, although the team doesn't fully understand yet how that difference plays a distinct role. It could tell them more about how the animal moved and interacted with its environment. Fortunately for the team, they had more than one specimen to analyze. Although none of their specimens were complete, one had large portions of the skull intact, while another had pieces of limbs and ribs.
We recover specimens, and very frequently they're not fully preserved. You could see it in films and movies where they've got the whole skeleton laying out there that they just dig up in the ground, and that's not usually how it happens. You very often have very fragmentary pieces of a single individual. In our case, it was really lucky that we had the other associated specimen to really give us a full picture of the organism.
The newly identified species is part of the herbivorous duck-billed Hadrosaurid family. The Oschisleosaurus womani, as it's now been named, tells a story of dinosaur migration across North America. Part of a larger group of dinosaurs, the species spread from New Mexico to Canada, Central America, and South America. This discovery leads to more hypotheses, Malinzak explained, about what changes the environment may have been experiencing, what may have caused some of these changes, and how animals interacted with the shifts. Malinzak has been able to integrate these findings as they were happening into his Penn State classes, bringing students along on the journey with the team.
I think a lot of the students enjoyed that aspect of getting to see it outside of just a textbook and a quick analysis of that, to really see the nuts and bolts of how these analyses come into play.
The team of researchers, which features members from Montana, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and the Slovak Republic, is continuing to look at fossils that could reveal more details about evolutionary relationships. They hope it will also pinpoint exactly when species like the Oschisleosaurus womani lived. Future discoveries like this one will likely come from hypotheses the team has already formed, rather than from surprise revelations. Confirming an existing theory is more exciting than finding surprises anyway, says Malinzak.
Because I know everyone wants to have the, oh, it was brand new, oh my, I can't believe this happened. And it's great to have that moment, but with me it was more of, this fits what we expect. It's bearing out that these questions we're asking, this data we're getting, it's leading to a better picture of what we had.
In Bethlehem, I'm James Ziprode.
See, I told you that was pretty cool. Now, one last thing for you today. Let's take a look back at This Week in History with WBIA Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
This Week in History, a brief look at some of the biggest happenings here at home and around the world, December 15th through the 21st. In 1732, this is the week Benjamin Franklin publishes the first Poor Richard's Almanac. It would go on to be published for years. In 1803, the Louisiana Purchase is finalized in New Orleans. The signed treaty doubles the size of the United States and paves the way for expansion out west. Some notable sports headlines from this week. 1891 in Massachusetts, James Naismith hangs peach baskets 10 feet off the floor and tries to get teams to throw soccer balls into them. Basketball is born. And in 1924, Madison Square Garden in New York City is officially open when the New York Americans hockey team loses to the Montreal Canadiens in front of thousands of fans. That's This Week in History. I'm Julie Sidoni, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org and sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter there as well. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to stay in the know, you can always subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.